No, sorry. Lamed Aleph and Beis. Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph. Wait a minute. Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph. Beis, Lamed Aleph. Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph. 63. No. We stopped at the top.
Oh, we stopped before that?
Yeah. Okay, now I'm going to learn this. I mentioned last night at the end of Shir that there's a whole different dispute here. It's amazing because Avodah Zarah really, more than any other Masechta in recent memory, is so susceptible to having multiple approaches and multiple girsos, and you really have to pick and choose whichever one suits you best. So here too I'm going to do, but here I'm going to follow more or less the Shart Eretz Yisrael pretty religiously. There's a line, we're up to the second line. The second line says Nishmina Minato. But I'm going to bring in, as he does, a cut and paste in here, the line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Aboy. Okay, the line, it's the middle of the line, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Aboy. You see that? Yeah. 8 lines down? Rabbi Yirmiyahu Aboy. Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked, Scharo l'shaber chavios, if you show yain nesech. You hired somebody not to work with yain nesech, but to break barrels of yain nesech. Smash barrels, right? So scharo, what? So it says, so the Gemara asks, is scharo muter? Is he allowed, I'm sorry, if you look at scharo oser, is his, are his wages forbidden? In other words, we saw yesterday that all sorts of things that you do with Yain Nesach corresponding to that value Yain Nesach, we fine you and we deprive you of either your gain, your profit, or even your own property corresponding to the potential benefit you would have received. What about if the guy hired you just to break barrels of Yain Nesach?
The
guy hired you, yeah. He might even be a Jew for that matter, but let's say a guy for that matter. Let's make it easier.
You know, okay. If it's a Jew, then isn't there a problem with Dr. Shalom? I mean, the guy wants the CIA. But in this case...
The owner hired you to break the barrels, right? The break right. Barrels. So your reward is coming due to Yain Nesach, but it's not direct. It's backhanded, right? So let's go back now to the second line, Yishmina Minado. Let's start from here. Hasaras HaPoel is actually a very useful braisa, which I don't know where it is. The Bible says here, I'm Baba Kama, but I don't remember it from Baba Kama. Yishmina Minado, Hasaras HaPoel, you hire a worker. Lavi Yain L'Choyla. It's very, as I said, very useful braisa. You hire a worker to bring wine for a sick person. If he brings the wine, you have to pay him. If not, you don't have to pay him. So you hire him for a job. So when do you have to pay him? When he does the job, when he doesn't do the job. However, im armalov, he said, it should be lahavi, or to bring wine, lachoyle, to a sick person. The fact that a guy is sick is not material to the case here. Mimakom ployni, from a certain place. So you sent him there. Okay? You added that in. Instead of saying, bring me wine for Yanko, I said, bring me wine from Milwaukee from Yanko, right? And he went to Milwaukee. He didn't bring the wine back, couldn't find it, I guess, but he went to Milwaukee, right? Or, v'tapuach, bring an apple, l'choyle mimo complaining, bein hevi ben loe vi chayv litlo d'mei raglov, right? Because chayv litlo, you have to pay him. Why? Because he invested time on your account. You gave him specific instructions concerning the mission you want him to undertake. So you're not paying him for the job, but you're paying him for the time. He was an employee for that time, okay? It's not a contractor, it's like an employee, he's an employee, right? You gave him his traveling costs. Because here too, the same thing, here, where you're paying the guy to break the barrels, you're not paying him to do things for Yain Nesach. You're paying him really for his time. It happens to be that it's a chiddush because you specified that he wanted to break barrels of Yain Nesach for you. But that's the idea. That's why you hired him for his time, and therefore he's allowed to collect those wages in this case. Okay? It's a very interesting halacha. Okay? So the bottom line is, if my work in Yain Nesach is coincidental to the fact that Yain Nesef. I'm a paid worker by the hour, whatever it is, I can do it. If my work is integral to the Yain Nesef, then I can. That's basically what it boils down to.
Oh, okay. The carrying of the barrel, the Yain Nesef, was that integral?
No, that is integral, yeah, because there it's carrying a barrel of wine. He wasn't hired for a time. He was hired to carry a barrel of wine. It's a contract. The difference is a contractor versus a paid employee. Okay? Say if you work for a goy, and he assigns you for a certain amount of time, you're a paid employee of a goy. He assigns a certain amount of time a day to transport Yain Nesach, right? He could have assigned you to work the fields at the same time. So therefore, in that case, your wages would be mutter. Okay? It would be the same idea.
Why?
The Yain Nesach is forbidden to have benefit. Now, do I have any benefit from
it? Can't
any benefit whatsoever. Okay, Asi Omar. Going back down to skipping those lines we put on top. Asi Omar, May Yain Nesach Biyad Nochri. The interesting halacha. A guy himself sold Yain Nesach. And now he has Yain Nesach money, right? Or take out the word Osir. Because it's clearly the Gilead Ephraim, others take it out. There are many Birushamir again here, but I'm going to follow more less Gilead Ephraim here. The May Yain Nesach Biyad Nochri, and the May Avodah Zorah Biyad Nochri. And also, if a Goy, same thing, a Goy, he's an idol seller. So he has the May Avodah Zorah in his hands. Rabbi Yonason Amar Mutar, Rabbi Yonason says, Ma'ir Cheshbin. The interaction between Jew and Gentile is what makes it also. In other words, if you're buying and selling Yain Nesach from him, but if he's buying and selling Yain Nesach and then he gives you the money, that's okay. Chazal didn't make a decree on that. And sending with Avodah Zorah money, right? Whereas Rabbi Yechon Amar also, Yechon says, no, if you know that it's Yain Nesach money, if you know that it's Avodah Zorah money, you can't take it. It's forbidden.
It's a question about laundry money.
Right, it's laundry money, okay. So it says in my Mestisa Messiah Day and Mestisa Messiah Day. Each opinion has a brisa which assists it. Mestisa Messiah Rabbi Yochanan is a brisa which is right for Rabbi Yochanan. Nochri Shechayov. You know, can I ask you a favor? I know you look very comfortable, I'm sorry. But you can put like a chair in front of the door and get some cross ventilation because there is a breeze. Or maybe the garbage pail is good enough. Yeah, but I'm getting a breeze from behind me, so if we open the door, I'll probably get a nice sandwich. Okay. So, Masizim Sayyidin, Masizim Sayyidin, there's a brisa which is a riot for each one. Masizim Sayyid Rabbi Yochanan, there's a brisa which is a riot for Rabbi Yochanan, Nochri Shea, Chayev Mos, Li Yisrael. A goy owed money to a Jew. Lo Yomar Lo. So he can't say to him, Hamtay. Now the truth is, Lo Yomar, it's kind of inaccurate because it sounds like the Jew can't say to the goy. What I'm going to tell the goy what he can say and cannot say. But you get the idea. It's bad if the Jew says, Hamtay ach emkor yain nesach ach emkor v'dezora v'etin loch. You shouldn't allow the goy to say to you, that's what it means, wait till I sell some yain nesach and I'll pay you. Wait till I sell some v'dezora v'etin loch. So it sounds like Rabbi Yechnan, right? That you're forbidden, even if the goy is selling yain nesach but is on his own, you can't derive benefit from that. Okay? So it says the Gemara, now I'm going to switch here, like almost all the Farshim switch. I'm going to give the plug in here, the line from 3 line tense, and this line over here, plug it in 3 lines from here. It should say, what would Rabbi Yonason answer? Rabbi Yonason says, the Me'a B'Dazar B'Yad Goy is Mutar, as long as he did it himself, it's okay. So here we're putting the words from 3 lines, so now we've named Maris Ayin. It's not really also, it's also because it looks bad. Because if you know that the Goy is actually going out to sell Yain Nesach or sell B'Dazar to pay you, that's no good. That's Rabbi Yonason, how he would respond to this proof. Now, the flip side is the proof to Rabbi Yonason. Masisim said Rabbi Yonason, there's a price of proof to Rabbi Yonason. Says Nachash Yachayim mostly Israel, a Jew owed money to a goy owed money to a Jew. Hareis and Moichi Yain Neslim and Nislo. It's okay if the Jew sells the goy sells the Yain Nesl and gives him the money, or Avodizor if the goy sells Avodizor and gives it to him. So this clearly riots Rabbi Yonason. It would seem because it seems that you're allowed to accept that which a goy exchanged for yayin and nesecha for the zora money as payment to you. Says more again, having switched the lines, no, I need omer shema yichlif. Rabbi Yochanan would say, in that case, it's only because it's a suffix. Because if it was vad that you were getting from a goy, yayin nesecha money, but the zora money would be forbidden. But in this case, we assume it's not 100% sure. It's a goy, but it's a case where it might have exchanged in the middle, and that's why it's okay. Okay? Now the Gemara shifts gears. Again, I'm going to learn according to the Gilead Ephraim. Hakol moedim b'chaliv in Charasuros, if a Jew, forget leaving going behind, talking about Jews, if a Jew has exchanged Yayin Nesef for money, and you know that, of course, for a fact, then you can't take that Yayin, that money from a goy, from a Jew, sorry. A Jew, a goy, by a goy, was just a machlokas. But everybody agrees that by a Jew, whatever he exchanges is also. Okay? Chalifi chalifi ma, what if a Jew exchanged and then exchanged again? In other words, he sold Yayin Nesech, he was selling Yayin Nesech, wine, and he got money, and then he used that money to buy, bread. Okay, and the bread is kosher bread. But the bread as bread is now chalifi chalifi Yayin Nesech. It's the exchange for the exchange of Yayin Nesech. So can you use it or not? So Rabbi Rabbi Chinuchi said Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbanan Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi the Tzmelos Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan Rabbi Yosi Omar now the Mara upon him and the Gilead Ephraim and the Shai there so both changed the names here. In the Bible it doesn't say who says what. The Bible brings down Machlokas and says one says one and one says the other. We don't know who says what. But the Yushal, the Mara upon him and Shai there so changed the names here. Because the Rama Paskin's author, so therefore we would like that to come out like Rabbanan, and besides it makes more sense with the Gemara which comes up afterwards. So therefore we're going to switch it. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Amar Mutar, Shmuel Yossi holds the exact which exchange for the exchange is premier, for Rabbanan Amri also, Rabbanan say it's also. Rabbi Yossi says it's also, Rabbi Lezer says, sorry, he doesn't know what's sorry, he didn't appear. Lezer says, time of the Rabbanan, the logic of the rabbis who say it's also, and this drush in the Bible is also affiliated with the individual who says it's opinion which holds it's also. They say, Vaisa Cheren Kamo. It says, and you shall be a Cherem like it. Cherem means a forbidden substance, right? So, Koshat Yochel Kaimo Imenu, it says, anything which you can, which be Chayisa, which we darshan like Chayisa, anything which gets life from the Avodah Zarah is like the Avodah Zarah, which means even Chalife Chalifin. No matter how far down the line. And again, the same drush as in the Bavli. Maikadun. Now, on the other hand, what's the Sfarah to be Matir? Om Rabbi Yisrael Rabun. And this is somewhat different than the Bavli. The Bavli says, brings down drush of U, which is a mute. In other words, only it itself is also not anything, not any exchange. Rabbi Bun has a slightly different drush here. Rabbi Yisrael Rabun says, Kamo, Kamo, Shtepamim. It says, Kamo twice. Kamo, Kamo, Shtepamim. This twice comes to preclude Khalifi Khalifin. Khalifin is Osir, but Khalifi Khalifin is Mutar. Okay? So that's what we learned the fact says come out twice as in Butte. Okay?
Like a
grammar,
right?
Well, I know. It's a similar principle, but that's a pretty stretch. It's a stretch. Okay?
So,
okay, no, you're entitled. You're entitled. Says Mara, I'll shame. The last line is somewhat kind of cryptic. What exactly is going on? So I think that what it means to say is al shem lo yidbak biyar chamuuma menacherim. I think what it means. I didn't see any good papers on it. That it means that nothing from the original cherem should be in your hands. So from the original forbidden substance. So therefore, coined this madomer chalifi chalifin is mutter because there's nothing remaining from the original forbidden substance. Chalifin, yes, but not chalifi chalifin. Okay, I don't know if that's proper pshat or not. Be as may as I said, we don't paskin like this madomer. We paskin like the pinwheel shows that even chalifi chalifin also. I don't know how far down the line it goes. I didn't look up the Rambam. Marponim probably brings it down, but I didn't get far enough into what he says. But Lemaiser Chalivya Chalifin Roser. Hasol is a Chamor Lavi Lav Yain Nesach. Now, if a goy hires your donkey, your truck, your trucking firm, to transport Yain Nesach Chor Roser, that's forbidden. Okay. Again, we would distinguish right between we hired you to transport Yain Nesach or hired your truck and he happens to fill with yain nesel, and that's really the next case. Says more schara leishepa, if he hired it in order to sit there, even though the guy put his yain nesach on the donkey as well, so schara mutar. In other words, if you run Hertz rent the donkey and he's going to put yain nesach in the trunk, that's not your problem. Okay, you don't have to worry about that. So there's an interesting dichotomy though here in the Gemara. Ad hechon. How far does that go, that hetzer, the leniency in the sefer? So there are two gersos here. First I'll explain what most people learn, then I'll give the other possibility. Akadei shaloyeh, most people learn hachamar makpid. In other words, if the load is already significant, like if it's a small load, right? So you wouldn't have charged for it. You know, it's like a canteen. So then it's okay. But if it's already a significant load, you can't just say, well, he hired it to sit on it, and he's giving Yai Nesach, right? He's putting Yai Nesach there. What do I care? No, if it's something which usually you would charge for, you can't just ignore it and say, well, it's not something I'm charging for. You know what I'm saying? In other words, if there's normally this type of load, this weight, you would charge for, so then that's forbidden you. That's really Yai Nesach. Okay? The other gersa, which is actually the way it is here, and that's where the Gilin Ephraim learns, and not Gilin Ephraim, somebody else, I forget who says that. The Gilin Ephraim and the Shari Torah said so, they both learn that way. The Mechamayim learns like it says here. And he says, in other words, if the animal, which is interesting the way he learns it, if the animal could sense the weight of the canteen, then it becomes ulcer. But it's something which impact on the animal's load will make a nafkamina. Okay? So I guess, you know, if it makes the truck go slower, that would be the same idea. If the truck is to a car to transport it, that would be the same idea. Okay? Says the one is going on the Gabra, one on the Behemoth. Hello, Yain Nesel Shnofa Gabi Anobi. If Yain Nesel fell on grapes, Yadichem, you rinse them off, and Mutar Semutar, because the grapes do not absorb it. Because if the grapes were cracked, they're also because the Yain Nesel seeps in. Now it's interesting. This is a Haskolasha thing here. The Mishnah in the Bavli has a whole discussion, has a whole additional line here. It says here, Nofel, in the Bavli it says here, Nofel agabi te'enim or agabi t'morim, if it falls on figs or on dates, im yesh ben benosin tam osur. If it gives a taste, it's osur. And then the Bavli, because it has its gears in the Mishnah, it has difficulty with the next story. Look at the next story here, which is also in the Bavli, of course. Maisa bebitus ben zoinim, is a maisa bebitus ben zoinim, sure maybe grogros besfinim is bringing dried figs. Dried figs or dried dates? Grogros, I think, are dried dates. Dried dates in a boat. Vishtabra chabir shai nesach. And there were jugs of yai nesach. They are gabayan. On top of them in the cargo hold, and it spilled. They broke, right? They said it's okay. Now the Bible is by that because the mice contradicts. We just said that if it falls on dates, it's also here. It says mutter. So the Bible makes a chisuri mechsera, which is one of the tools that the Yerushalmi never uses, right? A chisuri mechsera, and it says no. It should say in the middle, and if it was nositam levgam, it's okay. If it gives an off taste, and in dry dates, it already gives an off taste. But so what's fascinating is that the Yerushalmi doesn't have the tool of chisuri mechsera, doesn't have that part in the Mishnah. So it's, you know, it could be just by coincidence, but it could be since the Yerushalmi doesn't have tool of chisuri mechsera, they just deleted that when they edited the Mishnayos. Okay? We know, by the way, Rebbe edited the Mishnayos, but he didn't write them down, according to most sources. According to Rashi, they were written down later on. So it's possible that the Yerushalmi had a different way of writing them down than the Bavli had. Again, based on the fact that we never find the tool of chisuri mechsera on the Bavli. Okay? In the Yerushalmi. So in any event, Zerka, general principle, Koshu Banayosu Benoisin Tam Osur. Anytime there's hanoah in the taste which is given, it's forbidden. Meaning, if it's nice in time, the lishvach, it gives a good taste, it's also, right? When the taste doesn't divide the benefit, meaning it's nice in time, livgam, it gives an off taste, so then it's mutter, it's okay. Kigon, what's a classic case of that? which is going to come up again tomorrow. Hachemet shnafel grisin, when vinegar falls into lentils. Vinegar and lentils, no good, taste bad. So therefore, even the vinegar comes in yai nesach, the lentils don't become aser. Okay? Says the Gemara Mastisa b'shalon nidal dechosaman. The Mishnah, which in the Reisha said that if wine fell on the grapes, it still remained mutter. It's only if the stem was not already out of the grape. The stem is already out of the grape. Can Vuko saying then it's as if the grapes are split, because obviously the wine can enter through the top of the grape, right? So the ayinaz falls on the grape, it asers the grapes. Now, this line in the Gemara, the next line, there are about 500 perushim menon. I exaggerate, but there are various different ways of learning it, very different ways of doing the girsa. It is amazing. This whole so Gemara is avodah zarah is amazing. So anyway, so mat avidla kiyain b'yain o kiyain b'tavshim. I'm going to learn this first, like the Gilyan Ephraim. And then I'm going to give you a couple of other interpretations, although I think the Gilyan Ephraim is the best. That's why I'm going to do it first. Okay? Matavidlo, how do you learn this? Kiyayim b'yayim or kiyayim tapshil? When wine falls on grapes, is it like wine falling out in wine or like wine falling into a cooked dish? In tap DNA, if you're going to make it, it should be Gilyan Ephraim, kiyayim b'yayim, like wine falling on wine. Because that's no sita. Everybody will agree it's also because no sita mushvak. It's a good taste. But in tavdine kiyain b'tavshil, going to make it like wine falling into a cooked dish, then that's a machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbona. Why? Because yain b'tavshil is actually going to be as a machlokas whether it gives a nice and tam mushvak or nice and tam gam, what kind of taste wine gives to a cooked dish.
Nowadays they cook with wine.
Right. So that's a flaw in the Gilyan Ephraim. Although I think the Gilyan Ephraim is the best. Obviously nowadays people cook with wine, so that's the difficulty. But he does bring down there's a Gemara and Shavuos like that, which I guess we had, okay, back in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. Now, the Mecha Maim, Mecha Maim doesn't like the gears in front of us either, because obviously it's shocking to say that wine in grapes is nice at Tam of God. He doesn't like it at all. And even though they're frying, it's shvach. Let's say yain and tapshil does make give a tamfkam, but wine and grapes. Well, wine and grapes they go naturally together, right?
Dazakter.
That's what he says. So he says, what's the machlokas? It's not a machlokas when there's a tam with shvach or there's tamfkam. It's machlokas whether it's min b'mino or not min b'mino. Because if it's min b'mino, the min b'mino type bound type, it's not bato kon Rabbi Yehuda, but it is bato kon Rabbon. So that's what they're saying. If you're going to say that, that's how he wants to go, it's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbon. It's not that. Sorry, it's more complicated. That I apologize. Sorry, a little more complicated. Because he's obviously, even though min b'mino is bato according to Rabbonon, nevertheless, yai nesach, it's not. Sorry, yain nesach, it's not both of them. Yain nesach asers. But if it's, so that's the question whether it's min b'mino or min b'she'eno mino. Okay? So he says, the way he wants to learn the girsa is that it's machlokes in Rabbanan, and it's an issue by stam yenom. Stam yenom, the rabbis were not going to aser b'koshu by min b'mino. Okay? So not by Yain Nesach Mamish, but by Stam Yeno. So that's what we want to learn. The wine and the grapes, if you're going to say it's min, if you're going to say it's like wine in Tavshil, so it should be Divrei HaKol Mutter. Everybody would agree that it's Mutter.
Is that what he wants to do the Girsa?
I think that's how he does it. Because wine b'tavshil is min b'she'eno mino, that would be mutter. But if you're going to say it's like wine in wine, so that's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Because like Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino is not bato, and therefore this would be bato. Like Chachamim, it's even though it's min b'mino, it still would be bato. Again, if it's stam yeno, not if it's yain nesach. That's the way the Mecha Mayim wants you to learn it. The Shai Teretz Tzro wants to learn that this is a change of gears to say it's Machlokas Shin Gamliel and Chachomim. And it's a different Machlokas which we have later on, the Mesech, later on in the Perek, when wine, Yain Nesa falls into regular wine. Can you sell the wine minus the price of the Yain Nesa? So Rabbi Shin Gamliel holds, you are. And Rabban holds, you're not. But everybody agrees if wine falls into your top shield, you can't sell it for the price of the top shield minus the wine, because wine obviously is, seeps in and pervades the entire thing. So where it's wine and wine, so then I could sell, according to Shin Gamliel, the wine minus the price of the Yain Nesach. So that's he wants to learn the according to the Shabbat. He still wants to say, again, why do you make like wine and wine or wine and tafshil? If it's like wine and tafshil, so you can't sell the grapes. It's a total loss. It's going to be whether you can sell it minus the price of the Yain Nesach or not. Okay? So again, my best pshat, though, was again a Frayan's pshat, which is the first pshat I gave, which is that the issue is whether it's nice in tam with gam and nice in tam with shvach. If it's like yain in tavshil, it's nice in tam with gam. It's like yain in yain, then it's no saying tam with shvach. And if it's like yain in tavshil, then it's going to be okay. If it's like yain in yain, it's going to be a machlokas. No, 1 second, I forgot. No. If it's like wine and wine, it's us, because there's no sitam shvach, it's like wine and tafshul, so it's machlokas or main rabbanon, whether, even though it's no sitam v'gam, it's mutzah or remains awesome. Okay? A cooked dish, any cooked dish, generic cooked dish. So says Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yechna. Now, the next Gemara is even worse. I'm Rabbi Yechna, and it's a dodat Omar. That which we said, that, when wine gets mixed up, but this sounds like the killing of Ephraim. If you read, I mean, it really sounds like writing the Ephraim. Oh, then, but now you say that wine and tapshul is nice and tam lufgam is beroisrim. When you cook the wine in the dish, if it's hot, cooking wine in a dish, bad. The truth is, it could be that the wine itself is pogum. That's why yain mevushel is okay, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, avo b'tzayin in osir. But if you put in the wine into the dish after it's cooled down, then it's takoser. That's no sitam l'shvach. Shekain b'nei derech b'nei tziporin. I said, the people in Tziporin, they do that. They make such a dish for kornasos shachalaya. They call this cooked dish a delicacy, shachalaya. Okay? Now, hayu leisrim v'tzinran. What if it was hot when you put in the wine and then you cooled it down and you're eating it cold? What's the story? Me'ato. Afterwards. Miato means now afterwards you cooled them down. In that case, let's say even though they were once boiling, now they should be awesome because you cool them down. Okay? So that the question is basically the question which comes from a sugya in Orla, what's the status of pokum ubasofi shbiach? That when it fell in, the wine was pogum because it was hot. But then it can become l'shvach later on when you cool it down. What's the story of status in that case? And now we have to change almost the entire girsa in the next few lines, because the girsa really is like everybody Taka says, you see, even the Ritbaz here says, the proper girsa is the girsa in the Gemara or law. And the Gemara or law is the girsa is very different than what it has here. And I really, I feel bad for you guys, but I really, it's totally different, so you're just going to have to try and pay attention. It says there, Rabbi Yassim Shem Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Shimini, does not at all in front of you. Rabbi Yassim name Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Shimini, that if you cool it down, it's still going to be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. The Tanitani we learned in the Braisa, kol nais neitam, at the, here you have this line you do have, the Tani kol nais neitam, Ben l'shvach, ben l'pkam, osir. Any off taste, any taste is osir to the very mayor. Because there ain't also no such thing as nois in tam l'pkam. We already, the Gilin Ephraim already mentioned that before. When in the Machlokas, when he said Machlokas, our mayor chachomim, is that our mayor holds there's no such thing as nois in tam l'pkam, right? It's all osir. That's what it says here in our Gemara. But in Orla, it doesn't say that. It just brings it down as tam l'pkam. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and this you don't have already, Rabbi Shimon Omer Lishvach Oser, well actually you have name of Chachomim here, Rabbi Shimon Omer Lishvach Oser Lifgam Mutter, right? If it's for positive, it's Oser, if it's negative, it's Mutter, that's a case of Noisetan Lifgam. Now, well, that, so until this, you really have a parallel in our Gemara, but now I'm bringing down purely the Kirsa in Orla. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Omer Shimon Lakish says, Ma pligin, what's the machlokus between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanon? B'shishbiach v'charkach pogam. Where at first it gave a good taste, and then it gave an off taste. Avo pogam v'charkach ishbiach. But if it was bad at first, and then it was mashbiach afterwards, af Rabbi Meir Modei, Rabbi Meir, who limits the halacha, and says there's no such thing as those in time of Gam, that's only if when it fell it was Mashbiach and then became Pogum. But if it was Pogum to begin with, Imrei Meir agrees that it's okay. So also over here, if when it was boiling you put in the wine and then you cooled it off, according to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, everybody would agree it's bottom. Rabbi Yochanan argues. With one of the rare cases, Rabbi Yochanan is machmir. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Omar, who is biachakach pogam? He pogam v'chakach is biach. He a machlokus. No matter what they argue, it doesn't matter. As long as it's shevach at one point, whether when it falls in, it's good, even if it goes bad afterwards, or whether when later on it's mashbiach, even if it falls in, it's bad. That's they're both no good. Okay. Now going to the next page, I'm gimel out for the top to tzvina tamon." And that which learned over there, the chaytz orin shenoflu b'socha bor shamayim. Barley falls into a pit of water. Afalp, even though shivishu meimov, even though initially it was mavish. Now the afalp is kind of out of place, because afalp what it means is that even though initially it was pogum and then it became good afterwards. It's pogam b'sof ishbiach. It was bad at first, then became shevach afterwards. Mutter. It's okay. In other words, when barley falls into water, first it ferments and it tastes bad, right? And then afterwards, it becomes better. I guess it becomes beer afterwards. So that becomes good. So now there's a Mishnah which says that that's okay. It's good. It's fine. So who's that going like? So Hada Masnisa, that Mishnah, what's its status? Rabbi Yochanan, here it should say, instead of Rabbi Meir, or Meir, it should be Rabbi Yochanan Meir b'machlokas. It would say, that's a such a machlokas, because that's the case of Pogam b'asofish biach, where first was bad and then it became good. The halachas Pogam b'asofish biach is, according to Rabbi Meir, an issue of machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbanah. Whereas next it's here it says Rabbi Yochanan, but really should say should take a Rabbi Yochanan and say rather just Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish holds divrei hakol. Everybody would agree. Why? Because Shimon ben Lakish holds that as long as it wasn't mashbiach when it fell in, even if it's mashbiach afterwards, it remains mutter. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael Rebun Amar Shmotzakei. Not, we don't need to have to figure out Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about this Mishnah. We know that they actually addressed this Mishnah. And it's related to us. We have a Messiah that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argued. And it should say here, Rabbi Yochanan said, not a Daiti Ramesh, say Rabbi Yochanan said Machlokas, it's Saka Machlokas, and Rabbi Shimon Lakish said it's Divrei Hakol, everybody agrees. Okay? So they actually made that statement on that Mishnah directly. Okay, so be that all as it may, Lamaisa comes out that it's going to be a Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, how we regard the wine which was introduced when it was hot and then later on you cooled off the dish. If you ate it when it's hot, about it's mutter, everybody agree. If you ate it when it was cold though, then later on, Reish Lakish holds, everybody holds its mutter, because Pogam Lesovish Biach is mutter, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan holds a Machlokas Rameen Rabbanan.
Means it's still considered wine after it's been boiled. It's, of course, back to the Yain Nesach,
which was then cooked, still remains Yain Nesach. It's if you cook the wine before it became Yayin Nesach, then it doesn't become Yayin Nesach.
Oh, okay. So here it's cooking.
If you bought gallo wine and you cooked it, you still couldn't drink it afterwards.
Right. So then, but here you're cooking it with the gallo wine.
Right.
So if when once it, and you're eating it hot, so they're saying it's okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the thing is, this is not talking about Bisman Hazeh. Bisman Hazeh, you would do that and you would consider it a delicacy. Tastes have changed.
Okay,
that we're talking about Zan when they consider that repulsive. Okay, so obviously, yeah. Nothing talish lufgam and shrach is a relative thing. Okay? Halacha da. Nachishay ma'avir from now on, it's very much easier. I mean, I don't know. Tonight. Nachishay ma'avir misuol kadiyayim mokal amokal. A guy is transporting wine with a Jew from place to place, and this is kosher wine. If it was in a chazaka that was being watched, meaning the guy did not assume that the Jew would distance himself from the wine, mutzer, it's okay. If the Jew was stupid enough to tell the guy, he said, John, I'm going away for a few minutes, right? He told him, I'm going away for a while. So then, depends how long he goes. Kadesh Yistom, Yishtom, Yishtum, I'm not sure exactly how to read it, but I think it's Yishtom, which means not to drink it, but rather to open up a hole in the top, the Yistom, and then close it, the Yinkov, and seal it again. Now, this is talking about this is talking about making a hole in the top. Not taking off the top, but even making a hole in the top.
Clay barrels,
right? They were not wooden barrels. That's important to know. We're not talking about drilling holes. We're talking about punching a hole in the clay, right? So, Rabbi Shimon Elio Merkadesh Yiftach V'yikov V'tigav. No. It's the amount of time it takes to open a barrel's lid and then seal it again. That's the amount of time it is, okay? Amr Shmuel Shua said, mind the one's going to discuss it in some greater detail. Amr Shmuel Shua said, Maisa ben Ochriel is Maisa son of Goshia, Mavi, Miso, Kareyai, Mokla, Mokom. He was transporting wine with a Jew from place to place, Asu, Vilkum, Reva, Vo. And the story came from Reva, Vo, Vo, Asan, he forbade it. That's direct contradiction from our Mishnah. How come Reva, Vo forbade it? Says, Mo Army, they said, Bepsuchos, Havuvda. They were transporting open morons. They're transporting open barrels, right? So if it's open barrels, the guy doesn't need any time at all to just stick in his hand and, you know, to see hinani muchon mzuman and start being menasech the wine, right? Says the Gemara, Amrei B'zikun Zikun said, you should know, lo sof tov melitz, it's not just true if they're open and full barrels. Elafilu chaseros, even if the barrels are very low, maybe even so low that the guy can't stick his hand down to the wine. Right? Nevertheless, there are the Torah, he's going to shake up the barrel, the Noga Biyoda, and touch with his hand, you know, the wine as it's shaking up, the Chazar, and then remove his hand and make it. Okay? Atzavar, the other of Shin Gamliel Kula. Now, you might think the Dowager of Shin Gamliel says it's a Kula. Meaning you have, it takes more time for the guy to take off the entire lid and put it back than to knock a hole in the lid. And then seal up the lid, right? So the chachamim are machmir, would seem. Even a shorter amount of time, asas why shugam leil require longer time. Says Marv Lacy, it's not true. El chumra, a shugam leil is more machmir. Why? The sisumon de rabbanon, the closing up of the rabbis is ma'at mikaf, is part of the lid. And Rabbi Yisai, the way all the Mefarshim explained that, that means that if you it's harder to make a hole and then plug it up so it looks like it was not tampered with than it is to take off the lid and put it back. Because if you make a hole and then you just put clay there, so you can tell the difference between the different types of clay, you know, the main part of the lid and this knocked in hole. So actually, Rabbanan are the ones who are more mako. They say, we give you not just the amount of time which it takes to take off the lid and reseal it, but even the amount of time which it takes to make a hole and put in clay and somehow smear the clay in a way that it looks like it wasn't tampered with. Okay, that's a much bigger kula. Okay, so other perushim, but that's the mechamayim, and I think it's correct. Now we get off track. I don't know how we get off track. This is mamash out of the blue. I guess because later on we're going to come back to wine, but we're going to talk for almost the rest of the evening about Samaritans. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, nice. Now, I should point this out. The Yerushalmi, probably because it's written earlier, is more ambivalent about the Samaritans than the Bavli is. But the Bavli says that they're going. Right. In the Bavli Yerushalmi, you see, they weren't. You know, they waffled a bit on the topic.
Okay? The Samaritans still alive?
Of course. Yeah, they were.
Maybe that's why.
They're still alive today. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Because they were living together.
They're living among them, right. Okay, they probably knew some good Samaritans. So that's why they had a problem. Okay. So let's go on further. Rabbi Rafaji Shem Roshem Rabbi Ami said, Beit Tzliya Shel Kutim, if a Kuti, right, a Samaritan, fries an egg for you, it's mutter. By Jews and by going themselves, it's a machloikas. When a guy fries an egg, if it's mutter or not, by a Kuti, it's okay. Rabbi Aram Shem Elazar said, "Tavshile kutim, harelu mutarim." There's no iser bishulakum by a kuti. A kuti is a Samaritan, right? It's only an iser by a real guy. Okay, so you see that these people still hold that they were real Jews, right? That's only if it's the type of cook dish where they don't put in normally wine and vinegar. But if on the other hand you know that they put wine and vinegar in, so then it's also even anah because they're not so makbid and yain nesach. They're not so makbid. Because even though yain nesach is doraisa, they're still not makbid. Kodah the tani, like that which in Brishona Yumim, initially they said, Yaino shel Ugdor, which was a Samaritan village, Lama also, why is it forbidden? They make far pagash. Because they used the wine for Kfar Pagash, which was a non-Jewish village altogether. It was show Burgato, which is a Samaritan village, and saw him named Bira Suriko, because the Bira Suriko's wine, which is non-Jewish wine altogether. And show in Kushis, which is a Samaritan village, is also named Kfar Sholem, which is a Glacier village. Chazulimar. Then they turned around and they said, you know what, let's make it a blanket principle. Pesucha, any place in any Samaritan town, not just the ones you mentioned. If you find an open barrel, b'chol mokom asura, no matter what it's forbidden. Usasuma, if it's a closed barrel muteris, we assume it's the Samaritans themselves and it remains muter. Okay? Nikuva usasuma, if it was open, clearly open then closed, hareo kasuma, it's machlokas. The first thing you know is if it's closed, it's okay. It's a menachakulu amar, hareiz a psucha, it's like it was open. Okay? Says Amara, Amar Echina said, Ana yachil kayim, I can ascertain if a barrel has been opened or not. In Havi, Lovi Yachin, now there's several different interpretations here. I'm going to learn like the Eretz Atzvi, which is a modern parish and Abu Dazara, written within the past 10 years, he says, I can tell it, but in low, if it's not heavy, no, it's not hard to take off the seal, so that means it didn't really get sticky, right? They didn't have time yet to adhere strongly. So then I assume that it's been ispatachas, it's been opened up, and that would be a problem, according to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chalkula. Okay? Says Zemara, a very famous story in the Bavli. It's a famous story. This is a story where they asked for Samaritans. On the Yerushalmi, it's slightly different. Kadah. When did they actually make the Samaritans asr? Okay? Like the following. Okay? This is the case. Rabbi Shimon Lazar, Azal Chadakari the Shamrayan. Rabbi Shimon Lazar went to a certain city of Samaritans. Asr Savagabe. So obviously they had hired a mechanech who was a frum Jew. Right? They hired a frum guy to be mechanech their kids. Okay, Asava Gabre. Armalay, so he said to the soifer, to the teacher, I see chara kula stima. Bring me one closed barrel of wine. Now closed, of course, because we had the earlier example where you can't take open barrels on the kutim because maybe they weren't careful. But it's closed barrel, I guess it has a hechsher on it, a stamp on it, so then you can bring me that. Armalay, so he said, Ha mabua kabach. there's a spring here. Shati, drink that. In other words, take it from me. Stay away from the wine. Achachi lovi, so he didn't bother him. Rav Shimon lovi, he wanted wine. Amalei, so he said, again, Amabua kamach, shasi. Drink from the, there's the well, drink from the well. Chamsei matrach lovi. So he saw he was going to bother him again. Amalei, so he said, he not, now he was an amazing Gemara. I mean, it's not amazing, but it's fascinating. We have a term which we throw around a lot called Baal Nefesh. Baal Nefesh Yachmir. You have it all over the Pesachim, right? And it really never defined in the Bavli. But here, look at how the Yushalmi says it. The Yushalmi says, Inat morei tinafshach. If you are master of your desires, Baal Nefesh means your desire. A Baal Nefesh is somebody who has restraint of their desires. In morei tinafshach. If you're the master of your desires, there's a wellspring here, shesei, drink. If your desires are your master, this line is not in the Bavli. It's a fascinating line. Im nafshach marsach v'samta sakin bloecha, you should put a knife in your throat. Im baal nefesh atah. Now, this is a Pesach Mishnah, but there Baal Nefesh means if you are possessed of a strong desire. So Baal Nefesh in the Tanakh means something different than Baal Nefesh in the Gemara. Baal Nefesh means you're master of your desire. In Tanakh it means if you possess a strong desire, then you have to find some safeguard. You know, put it through, obviously it's figurative, it doesn't mean commit suicide, but it means you have to find some safeguard to save you from transgressing the prohibitions which your desires are going to drive you to do. Anyway, what was the message that was imparted to him? He says quite explicitly, you can't drink. If you can master yourself, well and good. If not, put a knife to your throat, do whatever it takes, because the kutim already are devazor. And what was devazor? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yesi, Azal Hadan Nepule. You know what city Nepule is? Not Naples, obviously. Think what city the Samaritans live in.
Naples.
Naples. Oh, Naples. Naples. Yeah. Naples. Okay. So I don't know. I guess it's obviously Naples is Latin. I don't know what it comes from. But Nepule is the... maybe it's named after Naples. I don't know exactly what it is. Anyway, so that Nepule is Shrem.
Things haven't changed.
Okay. So the Kutim came out to greet him. Arm alone, so he said... I've seen you. You don't bow down to the mountain. Now, for some reason, bowing down to the mountain would not feel so bad. I guess to give homage to Mount Gerizim, because the brachas were given there when Amish went there, so he wouldn't have deemed that so bad. I know that you worship the idols that are buried underneath the mountain. It says, when Yaakov came back from Laban, he buried the idols they brought from Laban's house under a tree by Shechem. And it says here, the Medrash says, the Moshe Ben Zayin, obviously the Yerushalmi is alluding to it, they found these idols. And they worshiped these idols that Yaakov brought back from Shechem. Isn't that from Bavel, from Aram Naharaim, whatever that was. Isn't that amazing?
That's why it's so, it has the
tumor. Right. That's what Chazal say. Okay? That's why I think the Jew shouldn't be there, but that's a different matter. Okay.
Get rid of the tumor.
It's been there for a long time. It's very strongly entrenched. Anyway, not for now. So it says he buried them under the Asherah Asherim Shechem. Shama Kalni, so I heard them speaking. Oh, our secret's been discovered, right? They said, Amrin Nikrotz, let's get up early tomorrow morning. Nisadil Ir Kuvai, and arrange the thorns. And arrange the thorns is a euphemism for killing him. The Yoda, the Ilun Boy Mikalune. They knew that he knew they wanted to kill him. The Korak, so he woke up even earlier than they did. Vinovakli, and he left. Okay? Now, so that's the time of the Asher, but there's still ambiguities. Rabbi Acha Azal Maum, he went to the town of Maum, which was a Samaritan town, Varal Chaliton, and he ate Chaliton, He ate their bagels, the stuff which is boiled. Now the truth is, the cholut even of a goy is mutter, so it's not so much a raya. I don't know exactly where the Gemara is bringing it down. So because bishul akum doesn't include cholut, you know, dropping, like cooking by boiling
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, right? That's not going to be bishul akum. Okay, so I mean, like matzo balls is probably a better example. Rabbi Yirmiyah achal chamtzer. Rabbi Yirmiyah used to, but Rabbi Yirmiyah ate their peas. And again, it's not clear whether he ate their peas because the bishul akum didn't apply to peas, or because he held they were not really goyim. So this is an ambiguity here, okay? An ambivalence. Rabbi Chizkiya achal chamtzin. He ate their grasshopper, their locusts, right? So again, the question is whether, you know, what was going on. It seems that there was ambivalence whether to truly ask them. Rabbi Avo aser yeinon. Rabbi Avo forbade their wine. Even the wine which were matir before he forbade. Why? Rabbi Chiv, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yami. Because he received the Messiah from Rabbi Chiv, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yami. So you only bar HaMelech. They went up a hill called Har HaMelech, where I guess there were Samaritans. And there's a certain goy who was suspect of bringing goyish wine. Asun Omrun Leikamoi. And they came and told him. And that they found this guy lugging wine around Samaritan country. Our military said, "V'loy de ila." He said, even though this is just a ruse, it's good enough to ask for the wine. So what he was looking, no, it's not that the Samaritans themselves we saw being worshipping up at Azar. Revo didn't, although Revo probably, you know, was probably going through Revo's mind, I really think they're up there, but it's not. They want to ask for the wine, but it was still in that time of ambivalence. So they want to come out and do it outright. So when he hopped on this idea that once they saw a goy, you know, carting around Yai Nesk in Samaritan country, he said, "Oh, this is my elah. This is my, you know, my ruse where I can make it pretend that I'm asking because of this, not because they're actually going." A pretext, good word. Okay. So, says Zumara, Isbay Meymar, some said Chada Aruva Shuba. Some say the pretext was like this. One Arab Shabbos, Vishtaka Chamra Bechol Smartike. And the whole, some people say it's a city, others say the Kiko law that says the whole district, Sarm, but he brings down some Latin word. Samarinus, so I don't know exactly what he's saying. But anyway, so in the district of the Kul, where the Samaritans live, there's no wine in Arab Shabbos. No wine. But Pukin Shuba, when Shabbos is over, Yishtaklas Malya. They found that there was full, the whole district was full of wine. All the liquor stores had been replenished. What happened? The wine obviously came on Shabbos, right? So obviously, in Madaisan Aramaya, it's from the what the Goyim brought. And the Samaritans accepted it. Oh, that was a pretext. Again, we didn't ask the Samaritan wine because they were going outright, but rather because they were using non-Jewish wine. Some said the pretext was Katsoli Diklatinus Malkolacha. When Diocletian, whatever his name was, the king came there to Israel, Gaza Varma said, Call Umaya Yin Sechun, all the nations who live in this area must libate their wine to our avodah zarah. Bar miyudah, he gave an exemption to the Jews. V'naschin kutaya, then the Samaritans did libate their wine. V'nasa yein, and then we forbade their wine. V'isabay meim, and finally, there are those who say after all that, kamin, it should be a yoin, as a dog, this is actually brought down the Bible, islonim naschin lehi, they actually have an avodah zarah that they themselves libate to. So all that we had, there's all these possible pretexts, and then finally we came around and said, you know what, they found a Bodhisattva over there. Okay? Kutaya the Kesari. Boy me Rabbi Avo. So the Kutaya, the Samaritans lived the Kesari, they asked Rabbi Avo, who was one of the people who forbade them wine on the pretext. They said, Avosechem, are you mistapkin bisholanu? Your forefathers used to buy wine from us. Why don't you buy from us? They said, Avosechem, lo kikulu maseyem. The forefathers that weren't bad guys. Atem kilkatam asechem. You ruined it. Okay? Time and team, we learned over there, fasting halacha, which is not in the Bible. Eretz Yisrael tohecha, Eretz Yisrael, we assume wherever you go is tahor. And any mikveh you find in Eretz Yisrael, we assume it's a kosher mikveh. You don't have to look for the hechsher. You assume it's a kosher mikveh. Okay? Eretz Kutim, by the Samaritans, Tahira, we also assume it's tahor. Even, you know, around Shechem. Umikvoseha, the mikveh is there. And Medoroseha, the place where the top lamed alamav, the place where the non-Jew, the Kutim live, Ushvila, and the roads there, Tahirin. Why? Shvileh Torim, why Shvileh Torim, why the place, their abodes and roads Tor, Chazok Hashem Borelem Shvileh Mitaro, because the Kutim, that's one of the things they're Makpina. They're Makpina to Mitaro. They might be Goyim. We don't know, but they're Makpina to Mitaro, right?
So you don't bury their dead along the roads?
No. They go to open cemeteries. And they don't keep them in the houses either. Mikvoseh Torim, the mikvos by the Samaritans of Torah, what does it mean? Where Lozer Yitzhi said, Hodatat Omer Laminon Shein Shuvim, you believe that they're not drawn water. In other words, that it's rainwater. And the Tzion Yerushalayim says on the bottom, basically, he says, this Gemara seems to indicate that Shuvim is a Doraisa. So whole discussion, the place where the Mayim Shuvim, you know, drawn waters, drawn in buckets, whether it's also the Raisa or Mutter Mi the Raisa. It's places, many places in Shas. So from this Yerushalmi, it sounds like it's the Raisa, because the Samaritans only accepted the Raisas, not the Rabbonans. And obviously they accepted that a mikvah can't be Maim Shuvim. Okay? So then that's what they want to say. So I mean a Chaim Shuvim. Olamidas are boim low. But we don't trust them that there's a shear. Why is that? It's fascinating. The Drashe, the Samaritan fashion, Achmayanu bar mikveh mayim. A mayim, a bar mikveh mayim, they're all the same. A spring, a pit, and a gathering of waters. Mayim matar kol shu, just like a gathering of waters, we also hold, it doesn't have a shear of a 40 sa'ar. Ach mikveh matar kol shu, also the mikveh doesn't need a shear. So in that, we can't believe them. We can believe them that the water is rainwater, we can't believe them that the water has fish the proper shear. Okay? What about their cholt? Now it's a very strange question again, because the cholt even of a goy is mutter, right? So they asked him, what about the cholt of a kuti? I guess maybe we'd even take it further. I don't know exactly what they're asking. Maybe they didn't know what the law of a cholt of a goy is asking of both. Anyway, Amar Lan, he said, he didn't answer directly. He said, halavai ni chol leser gamar meim. Halavai could even answer their water. At this point, obviously, the Samaritans were quite detested. Okay, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achim said, "Kutoy the Kesarin, the Samaritans in Kesarin, mutzal avoyis abrivus. You can loan the money at interest because they're not really Jews." Okay, Rabbi Yossi Boyer said, "Me'at if that's the case, lo nachush chalosan. If they take off challah, let's take the assume the challah which they take off from dough is mamish nothing, like a goy who takes off challah is mamish nothing." We see the rabbis hold that perhaps it is Valchawa and the Makbid not to be Matamayat. Okay? So after all said and done, it's a very ambivalent sugya, the sugya about Samaritans. We weave back and forth. Again, probably because there were different types of Samaritans probably at the time. Some were Takoid, the Avodazar, and some were quasi kosher Jews. So it's a much more ambivalent sugya than the sugya in the Bavli and Chuin, where the Bavli just basically brands them goyim outright. Okay? Halachay. Haminiach yayin, the same principle we had before. Haminiach yayin bekalona besvina, so he left wine in a carriage or in a boat. Vachal kapandari, he took a shortcut. Nichlas lamedina, he came into the country. I guess they were, you know, like, it was like a way station by the road, and he went into the country to wash up, rachat mutter, as long as he didn't tell the goy that he's not coming back soon. V'modiyah shumafli, if he told him he's going for a while, same thing we had before, k'desh yishtom, v'yishtom, yigov, the amount of time it takes to pierce a hole, plug it up, and cover it up, that becomes osir, shumamir, k'desh yiftach, v'yigov, the tigov, the amount of time it takes to open up the lid, and put it back, and rub it back down again with pitch. I'm Rachina China said, Maisa, Bekon Echo Mishal Beis Rebbe. So Maisa with a carriage from the house of Rebbe, she fleed a Yosef Arbas meal. It went, the Jew was more than 4 meal away from it, meaning 72 to 96 minutes away from it. So long time. right? And I guess the guy knew something that he wasn't going back for a while. Otherwise, the whole story doesn't make any sense. If he knew he might come back any moment, obviously the guy knew he wasn't going back for a while. Yet, as uv the kumi rabbanon, so gira so rebbe in front of Rabbi Yudan Nasi, but after they said it's okay. How come? So Amman, they said, bahada israta the tzaidin habos. That was took place on the highway of to Sidon. The kulam islavas and the Jews all along the way. In other words, the specific Jew who was supposed to be with the caravan, he distanced himself. But since the Jews constantly coming down the road, so therefore it remains mutter. And now the verse is an amazing thing. Amrachina says, Zimni duchame saigin kuvin. Sometimes you see a lot of thorn bushes by the road. And the guy is afraid that they might be people. It was just, it's amazing.
Motorcycle cop behind the billboard.
Yes, so the fake motorcycle cop, though, in this case. This is a dummy, right? He's afraid that thorn bush is really a human being. And therefore, Bumitbus, he's afraid to be Manasseh. So as long as there's something shadowy, which will cause amazing concept, you don't need an actual person, just have a scarecrow, whatever word works, you know. Like they have the outside Oratora, they have outside Hilltora, they have security patrol cars. So, you know, so that would be sufficient. Okay? Somebody leaves a guy in his store. Same idea. A store which has wine in it. Even though he's going in, coming out, mutter, it's okay. He tells him he's going away for a while. The amount of time it takes to knock a hole and plug it up again. The amount of time it takes to open lid, the egov, and close the egov, and seal it down again. Ukrabi Meir. Now the truth is, on this Gemara, I'm really winging it because I didn't really prepare this properly. Ukrabi Meir. This is even going to Ukrabi Meir. The Meir by Taros is Machmir. He says, you leave an Amoritz in your house. Then when you come back, you have to assume everything is Tomei. Right? That he touched everything in the house. Okay? So, nevertheless, here is okay. The Rameir Amar, Bekar Rabbi is Tomei, nevertheless, by Yain Nesach is Mekel. Okay? Because, I guess, because it's like Stam Yenom, and he's probably afraid he's going to get his hand caught in the barrel or something. So, therefore, here, we're not, even Rameir says it's okay. If you have a chutzah, a courtyard, which is divided by a small fence, it's not a real, you know, it's not a mechitzo which bars vision. It's a small fence. So then, betaros tami, in line with this dichotomy, if you leave a guy on one side of the fence, you're on the other side of the fence, the guy has some confidence of some sort, and he's going to start touching things, and it's tami. Anything you leave him with there is Tommy. Or the Yam Oretz. It could be a Jewish guy too. But Biyayin Nesach Tor. Again, by wine, he's more loath to take chances, and therefore your wine is okay as long as it's a low fence which can be seen over. Okay? V'arei Meir Mach V'taros U'meko Biyayin Nesach. Is the only Rabbi Meir who's Mach V'taros U'meko Biyayin Nesach. The same thing. It's not just Rameh, it's Rabbanah are the same opinion. Okay, we will stop here for this evening. Yeah, I'm not going to sit up
Monday,
Mr. Shem
will be at the Lincoln, right?
Unless you're from me otherwise. But tomorrow night we'll be here. So I have.
Okay.
Monday night, we see a man of Israel, Mr. Shem.